Thank you, Damien, and good afternoon. Hundreds of community members attended Father Eric Fried's funeral this morning at Sacred Heart Church to pay their respects to the man that had a profound influence on many people's lives. While residents are still processing the loss of Father Fried, Sheriff Mike Downey hopes that the community does not become discouraged.
I'd hate to see a higher level of frustration and agitation on the part of the community, even though I know that there are many out there that feel that way, and I share that concern or that general feeling. A sigh of relief, maybe not so much.
Downey added that the best thing residents can do is be more observant.
I think we're looking at a sign of times ahead. Not that we're going to have more homicides such as this, but that we need to be more aware of our surroundings. Those around us need to be a little more vigilant.
The funeral follows a series of vigil prayer services held at St. Bernard's Catholic Church on Sunday. CAL FIRE personnel continue to battle the red fire burning west of Willow Creek. The fire began on Saturday afternoon near Show Camp Road. No evacuations have been ordered and no structures are currently in danger. 500 people have been assigned to combat the blaze that has consumed 350 acres. The fire currently stands at 40% containment. The California Highway Patrol responded to a fatal traffic collision on Friday on Avenue of the Giants near Elk Creek Road. 26-year-old Miranda resident Jamie Wheeler was headed northbound on State Route 254 with a passenger in the right front seat, Jimmy Links Jr., also of Miranda. At the same time, 53-year-old Fortuna resident Keith Schutzel was headed southbound in a 1989 Freightliner truck when he began to make a left turn onto Elk Creek Road directly in front of Wheeler's vehicle, resulting in a collision. Wheeler and Links were transported to the hospital for treatment and later released. On Sunday, Links returned to the hospital and passed away from what is believed to be injuries sustained during the collision. CHP officers are still investigating the collision, and alcohol does not appear to be a factor. Sheriff Mike Downey held a swearing-in ceremony for 5 new sheriff's office employees this morning in the county jail conference room. Rosie Freyshus and Eric Morris were sworn in as correctional officers, Jessica Cyphers was sworn in as a sheriff's dispatcher, Jennifer Broud was sworn in as a part-time evidence technician, and Bruce Hollingsworth was sworn in as a property technician. The City of Eureka's engineering department has begun a waterline installation project in the Myrtletown area. The waterline is being installed on Pennsylvania Avenue, Myrtle Avenue, and Hubbard Street. The city's contractor is currently working on Pennsylvania Avenue and expects to reach Myrtle Avenue by January 10th. The work will be performed between 7 a.m. and 6 p.m. weather permitting and is expected to continue for approximately 6 weeks. Motorists are asked to drive carefully in the vicinity of the work zones. The Eureka Chamber of Commerce is hosting a ribbon-cutting event on Tuesday for Little Caesar's Pizza at 906 West Avenue. The ceremony begins at 11:30 a.m. and is followed by an open house. You're listening to KINS News. We'll be right back after this.
Remember your first job? Odds are it was with a store right in your own neighborhood. Now it's your kids hunting for their first job. It's great to have local businesses willing and able to hire local kids. So the next time you go shopping, please invest in your own family's future. Put your dollars to work here at home.
Hi, I'm Mark Diaz from Northwood Hyundai. We have the savings and we have the Hyundais. Come down and take advantage of this great opportunity with Hyundai and Northwood Hyundai. Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. In this month's Our Community News, we take a look at the impact that small businesses have on our local economies. Small business owners provide the engine for local cities and towns, providing services and goods that the community needs. But it's not as simple as knocking together a few boards to make a lemonade stand and then watching as the profits roll in. Government, competitors, and economic conditions all have profound effects on business owners. Over the course of the month, we'll look at the hidden costs that come with being a small business owner: health and property insurance, employees, licenses and permits, legal assistance, and communications. Throw in marketing expenses, computers, company cell phones, and vehicles, and you start to see some of the obstacles that stand in the way of a prospective small business owner. It's been estimated the bare minimum cost of starting up a new small business costs about $30,000, and that's just to get the doors open. It only gets tougher for a small business in our communities. And that's the news. For KINS News and Information, I'm Stephen Walker.